The second meditation is for those of us who have all felt self-doubt, that loud voice that gets louder and louder in your head as you achieve less and less success relative to what you expected. When I started my business, there were many, many external naysayers out there who told me that this business would never make money. And when I looked at the business practically, the internal voice started to get stronger and stronger. And it's very weird, but that internal voice seemed to be talking directly to the external voices. And what I learned was that if I could manage the internal voice, I could then manage the external voices. If I couldn't manage the internal voice, I couldn't manage those external voices. So it's almost like you have to separate the two. And the thing that I have control over in my life is the internal voice, not the external voices. There will always be those naysayers out there. There still are today. For those who can control self-doubt, there is a brighter future. For those where self-doubt controls them, there's a bleak future. So it's incumbent in you to try and control this voice in your head. Let's consider the second meditation. I recognize there is a voice in my head whose only purpose is to see me fail. I have a duty to silence this voice today and tomorrow and whenever it talks too loudly. Let's repeat that. I recognize there is a voice in my head whose only purpose is to see me fail. I have a duty to silence this voice today and tomorrow and whenever it talks too loudly. The meditation alludes to the fact that that voice is continuous. It keeps reappearing. It never disappears, no matter how successful you are. It is your duty to keep it as silent as possible. Hold it down as you give space for positivity in your life, space for the more positive voices to enter your brain again. It is your enemy, that voice. It is the enemy of your future, and it is the enemy of any positive space, because like a cancer, it enters you and it dominates all your thoughts. And if you do not have the deep purpose to remove it, to quell it, to keep it under control, it will become all that is your thoughts, and it will be the one that tells you to give up. Do not allow it. It is your enemy. Control it at all costs. Over the years, I use this particular meditation to keep me alive to the fact that once I hear it, even a little squeak from this voice of self-doubt, that I go and give it attention there and then. And so whenever this voice starts to get any level of strength, I then read the mantra once again. I recognize there is a voice in my head whose only purpose is to see me fail. I have a duty to silence this voice today and tomorrow and whenever it talks too loudly.